We're going to call the meeting to order. Our first item is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Cornwell, any changes to the agenda?
There are no changes to the agenda.
Make a motion, we approve the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is approval of minutes, May 10th, 2018. I didn't see any change. Any changes, Janelle?
No, so they would be approved as submitted, if you so choose.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of May 10th, 2018. As submitted, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 2124, Jerry Burke.
I'm sorry. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2124 for Jerry Burke for an agricultural education facility with commercial kitchen based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking to use her property as a small education facility associated with agricultural uses that occur on the property. As stated by the applicant, this includes small plots of crops grown on the property, canning fruit and vegetables that grow on the property, and tending to farm animals on the property. All of this is consistent with the underlying AR1 agricultural zoning of the property. Two, there was concern about the request for a commercial kitchen as part of this conditional use. This condition is, if built, shall only be for educational purposes. The applicant clarified this request during the public hearing to confirm that it will only be a small kitchen used for educational purposes by students for canning fruits and vegetables grown on the property and other similar uses. The applicant shall not use the kitchen for large-scale commercial food preparation or cooking food or complete meals on the premises. Three, the property is adjacent to the Cripple Creek development. That development is a unique residential development with a very defined agricultural farming theme to it. While this property is not part of the Cripple Creek development, there are several recorded restrictive covenants that are common to both. In neither case is there a prohibition against commercial uses, but both contemplate that the properties will be used for agricultural purposes. In fact, the recorded covenants include provisions for agricultural uses, the keeping of large and small farm animals, and the effects that go along with them. According to the documents, even non-agricultural type people must accept the consequences of these activities and agree not to take any action against their neighbors for these types of activities. Four, there is no indication that the use will have any adverse impact upon the neighboring or adjacent properties. To the contrary, it will be consistent with the anticipated agricultural uses on surrounding properties in Cripple Creek. The use is also consistent with the Sposato landscaping business right across the road. Five, the applicant is seeking to focus on providing educational outreach to Sussex County residents with disabilities or who suffer from brain damage or similar ailments. This use is in a good location in close proximity to the new Sussex Consortium School that is being built as part of the Cape and Lopin School District. The applicant also intends to use the site for Osher lifelong learning classes for adults. Six, the use will not generate a significant amount of traffic or otherwise have an adverse effect on traffic or area roadways. Seven, the use as an agricultural education facility is of a public or semi-public character that will be a benefit to Sussex County. Eight, this use is subject to the following conditions. A, as stated by the applicant, the requested kitchen shall only be used for educational purposes to be used by students to prepare and preserve food grown by students on the site. The kitchen shall not be used for other commercial meal preparation or food preparation purposes. B, all parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. C, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. D, the applicant shall submit a final site plan which shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That is the motion.
Second.
A motion and second to recommend approval of conditional use to number 2124, Jerry Burke. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item on the agenda is subdivision 2018-1, Acadia.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2018-1 for Acadia, Carlton O. Dorman, Michael A. Hazard, Linda Woodrup, and Stephen Hazard based upon the record made during the file, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision within the AR1 zone. Two, a subdivision on this site with the conditions imposed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Three, the subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. Five, I am satisfied that this project is a superior design under the cluster subdivision ordinance for the following reasons. A, 50.45 acres or 43% of the site will be preserved as open space. B, a majority of the lots will be adjacent to open space. C, there are passive amenities in the form of park areas throughout the development available for use by residents. D, there are active amenities including a substantial clubhouse and pool. E, the development's stormwater management system will help address drainage issues that exist in the area. Six, there are no wetlands that exist on the site. Seven, the subdivision will be served by Central Water and Sussex County Sewer. Eight, the design addresses the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. Nine, the subdivision will have no more than 234 lots on approximately 117.21 acres. This results in a density that is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. Also, while the code permits lots within a minimum size of 7,500 square feet, the smallest lot in this subdivision will be 8,750 square feet in size, and the average lot size is 10,272 square feet. 10. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A. There shall be no more than 234 lots within the subdivision. B. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of the amenities, streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and settlement control facilities, and other common areas. C. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practice. And in cooperation with the Sussex Conservation District, the system shall help address drainage issues that currently exist in this area of Conley's Chapel Road and Will King Road. D. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements and in area for a and an area for the for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and settlement control facilities. G. As stated by the applicant, a 50-foot buffer shall be shown along all boundaries. Within this buffer, a depth of at least 30 feet shall be landscaped with vegetation. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. H. As proposed by the applicant, a pool and clubhouse shall be constructed. The clubhouse shall be a minimum size of 35,000 square feet when constructed. Both the pool and clubhouse shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 90th residential building permit. I. Deliveries of dirt, fill, or other similar materials shall only be made to or from the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. J. A system of streetlights shall be included throughout the development. K. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. L. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Before we go any further, I have a question. 35,000 square feet or 3,500 square feet for the clubhouse?
It was proposed on the plan as 3,500 square feet.
Got an extra zero in there by accident.
Okay.
So can we make that adjustment?
So want me to repeat H?
Nice one.
H. As proposed by the applicant, a pool and clubhouse shall be constructed. The clubhouse shall be a minimum size of 3,500 square feet when constructed. Both the pool and the clubhouse shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 90th residential building permit.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary site plan for subdivision 2018-1 Acadia. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is subdivision 2018-3 Fox Haven 2.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2018-3 for Fox Haven 2, Earl J. and Eula May Savage trustees, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the environmentally sensitive developing area and the GR General Residential Zoning District. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with an average lot size of 8,500 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 95 lots on approximately 49.57 acres. This results in a density of approximately 1.93 units per acre, which is well below the maximum density permitted in the GR zone. This is also a density that is adjacent, a lower density that is adjacent to Fox Haven development, which is roughly 2.2 acres or units per acre. Three, this subdivision will not have a significant impact on the neighboring properties or area roadways. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Five, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Six, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision with amenities that include a clubhouse and pool. Seven, the development will include approximately 22.5 acres of open space, which is a significant portion of the total acreage of at 46% of the site. Eight, this subdivision will become an addition to the adjoining Fox Haven subdivision with access through Fox Haven and also access from Johnson Road. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 95 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a unified homeowners association with the existing Fox Haven subdivision responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. D, a forested or landscape buffer of at least 30 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. The final site plan shall contain a landscaped plan for all of these areas. E, subdivision shall be served by Sussex County for sewer service. F, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. G, street design shall meet or exceed county standards. This shall include interconnectivity with the existing Fox Haven development. H, the development shall be served by its own on-site active amenities such as a pool and clubhouse. The developer shall complete all amenities prior to the issuance of the 30th building permit. I, there should be a 30-foot buffer from all waterways on site. J, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. K, deliveries of dirt, fill, or other similar materials shall be made only to or from the site between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. L, the final site plan shall indicate any forested areas that will be preserved. M, as proffered by the applicant, a boat storage area shall be permitted in the location shown on the preliminary site plan. The boat storage area shall be available to owners within the existing Fox Haven subdivision and this subdivision. N, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And that is my motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2018-3 Fox Haven 2. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next old business item is conditional use 2126, Nicholas Lewinton Coase. I'll probably mess that up badly.
Actually,
I didn't say Renton 10 at least.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2126 for Nicholas Lewinton Coase and ES Motors for commercial vehicle storage and car sales based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this site has been used for automobile repairs and sales for decades. As such, it is a legally non-conforming or grandfathered use. This conditional use merely gives formal approval to these long-standing uses. Two, there are other small business uses and commercial or business uses in the area, and the next door property appears to be used currently as some sort of junk or storage yard. This use is consistent with the area and will not have an adverse effect to it. Three, the use is a car sales facility at this location, which has been used for this type of purpose for many years, is of a public or semi-public character, and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the existing signage shall be permitted. B, security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. C, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster locations shall be shown on the final site plan. D, all repairs shall be performed indoors. E, no junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be stored on the site. F, the site shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. G, the automotive sales hours shall only be from 9 a.m. through 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. The garage hours shall only be between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any Sunday hours. H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The final site plan shall clearly show the areas set aside for vehicle sales and vehicle storage. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of conditional use 2126. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is conditional use number 2127, Wineworks LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use 2127 for Wineworks LLC for an event venue based upon the record made during a public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site is a 26-acre parcel of land owned by the applicant. It has county approval for a winery, and this is an extension of that agricultural use. Two, the applicant intends to hold events that are connected with the primary use as a winery, such as live entertainment, craft nights, weddings, birthday parties, and similar events. Three, The site will have 54 dedicated parking spaces plus plenty of room for overflow parking. 4, with conditions and limitations placed upon the conditional use, it will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or area roadways. 5, the applicant testified that the existing customers have been asking to use the winery for these activities. This use will serve that need in Sussex County. 6, this use promotes agricultural activities in Sussex County and is an innovative agritourism destination. 7, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. 8, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, all events shall end no later than 10:30 p.m. B, food and beverage service and music or similar entertainment is permitted. C, as stated by the applicant, there shall be no more than 200 people at any event. D, all parking areas shall be generally shown on the final site plan, and no parking shall be permitted on any nearby county roads. E, all entrance locations shall be subject to the review and approval of DLDOT. And F, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That is it.
Second.
And if I can ask a question real quick.
Yes. Sure.
The end time at 10:30, does that allow for cleanup to occur after the 10:30 time frame? I just want that clarified.
I would think it certainly would.
Okay. I just wanted to verify.
Yes.
Okay.
That you shut the party down at 10:30.
Yeah, public hours are over at 10:30, and they should be able to stay and clean up.
I just wanted that clear for the record.
So you'll make that part of your motion?
I would make that part of the motion, absolutely.
Thank you.
And you agree with the second, Mr. Wheeler?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to recommend approval for conditional use 2127, Wine Works LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. It's now time for our public hearings. Our legal counsel to my left and your right has some words of guidelines of how we conduct our meetings and how we require you to conduct yourselves. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time for scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the direction of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will then present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and any of its witnesses at any time. After the application's presentation, the chairman will invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant in the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the commission in its deliberations. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may then direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Also, individuals supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission.
Thank you, Mr. Sch-